Bucks do play the Celtics tonight on the road, TD Garden. We have been talking for the last few days about what the Bucks need to do tonight in order to get that victory on the road. Let's hear from JJ Redick, who was on Get Up yesterday, recapping game four, where the Bucks lost at home and now find themselves going 2-2 on the road tonight.
Advantages with the Celtics, number one, they have home court. And number two, I think we're seeing a toll build now on Giannis with the absence of Chris Middleton. And Drew Holiday has really struggled in these four games. And they just don't have anybody else on their team to generate offense. Yeah.
So the biggest concern, I think, guys, and something we talked about, right? We talked about ball movement. We talked about less isolation basketball, you know, passing around, finding the open guy, facilitating, et cetera. My biggest concern now is that fatigue factor on Giannis, because he cannot be the unicorn that he is. He cannot be the one of one that we have referred to him as on this show and others if he's gassed, if he's exhausted. How do you go about with one day between the game on 2 days ago? What was yesterday? Good grief.
Today is Wednesday. Yesterday.
The game was Monday. Thank you very much. Monday and Wednesday. How do you fix that tonight? Do you lessen his minutes, Gabe?
No, you can't lessen his minutes because you need him out there. When you take a look, and again, plus minus, especially in one game, doesn't mean everything, but Giannis was still a plus one. When he was on the floor, the Bucks won the game by a point. It's when he left the court that they had issues. So he has to play 40 minutes. He has to play 40 plus minutes. That's what resting him during the regular season is for, restricting his minutes during the regular season. That's what that's for. So he can play those 40 minutes. Now, he has to do a better job of figuring out how to get through a game while playing 40 minutes, and he can't just be all out, as Chewy said yesterday, balls to the wall from the opening tip. You have to pick your spots so you're not exhausted at the end of the game, but you still have to find a way to be efficient early.
Look, there's one thing I am not doing, and I don't have a feel for this game right now. I could see him.
So Nostradamus didn't come to you last night and give you anything?
I could see him getting blown out, and I could see them blowing them out. But the one thing I'm not doing is discounting Giannis. I mean, the guy goes down last year with a hyperextended knee. I thought it would affect them the rest of the way out, and the guy comes back, and he's a freak, is what he is. So I don't care how, if he played this morning. I'm not counting him out because he can do unbelievable
in the game the other night that he was tired. It was obvious that he had been doing so much, and yes, it was on little rest. It was very, again, he's not human, right? We've said that. He's probably an alien. Mm-hmm. We've called him a unicorn. We recognize that.
Can he give some of his alien blood to Chris and that'll heal his knee?
What would that be like? Would that be like on Space Jam where they share the secret stuff type of thing?
But more or less.
If we're gonna get science here for a second, if you take if you could take the alien blood and that Giannis is part alien, but we don't know if Chris is part alien, so we don't know if his body would reject that alien blood or if it would accept it. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's worth the risk at this point. I mean, they need Chris out there somehow, so take Giannis's alien blood,
inject
it in the knee.
Just don't show him the naked Pong video that they sent up to space. Right? No one needs to see that.
The DOS.
It's one
dashes.
Thing. What he has to do is
Braille.
He's got to control his emotions, because you burn energy when you're so gassed up. He's got to look, and that's fine in spots, but you can't do it for 40 minutes.
How did Brett ever conquer that?
Well, we stopped giving him ching. Yeah, that's how we accomplished it.
Because, I mean, that was such a big storyline for Brett, was how amped up he would be, especially for playoff games. So when he came out and threw the touchdown on the first pass that he threw in the Super Bowl, like that was such a big thing, because he would come out and he is just airmailing everything.
Dallas was the problem. Because I don't know if it was because of the crown there, because in the old stadium in Irving, it was a pretty big crown, and I remember Holmgren coming up to him. He'd say, "No balls in the third stand, okay? In the third seats, okay? Just control yourself." And that's when he said, "I was chinged up." So then you settle in. But he just has to control those emotions. You know, I love the fire. I love all that. But then he's got to be like, take it down a notch.
Well, again, we said it's just pacing yourself. Yeah. And I know that's probably against Giannis's nature to pace himself throughout a game. But you got to play smart here, man. Your backs aren't against the wall yet, but you're in a precarious situation here going on the road, hostile environment. I think you need to win this game. Otherwise, it is a foregone conclusion. I think that they're going to lose this series. Let's hear from Mike Budenholzer, because he addressed the Giannis rest situation on Monday after the loss.
You know, he never wants to come out, but he will then, you know, when he needs a break, especially this time of year, he'll just, you know, he'll communicate with me, give me a nod, And you know, we've got to help him. We've got to get him his, you know, his rest, and we got to play well around him. You know, he's carrying a big load, but you know, he'll be fine. And his communication with me, you know, is very good. And sometimes, you know, he just needs a quick break.
So there's two sides of looking at this, guys. There is the side that Giannis knows his body and his ability better than anyone else. And then there is the side of sometimes a coaching staff has to save a player from himself. Sometimes a coaching staff has to step in and say, nah, man, I get it. You want to be out there. You want to carry the load. You want to put this thing on your shoulder, Greg Jennings. But you have to take a break. We need you down the stretch. And right now you're not at your best. Where do you see it, Gabe?
No, you have to play him. Like, you can't restrict his minutes. And maybe this is just a culmination of last season and having a long run in the postseason and having a truncated offseason because of how everything was thrown off last year. And now you just played so many games in the past 12 months. Or even less than that. I mean, the NBA Finals finished in July last year. So we're looking at how many games you've played in the last 10 months. So maybe that's just a culmination, and that's why we're seeing Giannis tired. I keep going back and forth like, man, is he going to be gassed for this game? Because that was something different that I haven't seen out of Giannis. Yes, he likes to conserve energy when he goes to the free throw line and kind of get that breather. He's talked about that. But on Monday, it was the first time that I really recall going, he's just exhausted. He's got nothing left. So I don't know if there's adjustment he can make or if that's just the reality of playing that many games in 10 months.
Do they script his rest?
Yeah.
I mean, do they look at this mm-hmm. last game and say, we should have pulled him a minute earlier here and then did this?
It's pretty standard.
That.
It's pretty routine. It's almost clockwork for when, you know, you can almost anticipate like, and Giannis is going to get a breather here at the end of the third quarter so that he can go in fresh for the fourth quarter. Like, yes, so to your point, but they could adjust it. It could be adjusted game by game.
And it gets adjusted if he gets in foul trouble. You know, he might come out a little bit.
It's
you know,
fluid.
So,
I get that.
Yeah, it's fluid. I mean, for the most part, I mean, Budenholzer
has
the
spots. But why was he so gassed?
I don't know.
I get he has it in his mind that he has to carry this whole thing, which he does.
Especially with Chris out.
Which he does.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, Chu, I think the answer to that, the only thing that makes sense in my head that I've thought about over the last 2 days is the number of games in 10 months catching up to him.
Okay.
That's the only thing that makes sense. Or maybe this was just an anomaly.
Well, then you got to pick your spots.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to pick your spots.
It's going to be really curious to see how he looks in the fourth quarter tonight.